couple things. In the news this week, there was a male teacher who was sleeping with a 12-year-old student. And I didn't even look deep enough into the story to see if the student was a boy or a girl.
I don't think it really matters at 12, just saying.
Because I got drawn away by the chick teacher that, of course, has popped up in the news this week, who was doing something similar. She was with 15-year-olds. But you can imagine, what do you think she looks like, just off what's happened over the last...
You said 15-year-olds, like plural?
Yeah.
At the same time? Sort of Chinese handcuff? Situation.
Even worse than that at the same time, actually. Because she already got busted for it, and she was out on probation when she was sleeping with the other one.
And
that's how she got pregnant, was with the second one. But they were both 15.
Okay, but she got another teaching job after being convicted the first time on these allegations?
I think it was the old student she was still in contact.
Oh, okay.
She was considering...
Don't tell me she got rehired and Hammy's trying to find a job. This woman's having literally sex, unethical sex with students and still finding teaching gigs.
Consider it tutoring.
Yeah. She didn't sex ed.
No. She was a math teacher.
Yeah.
And she was trying to see how many times 15 would go into 30.
Oh, this guy.
Get it?
I got it. I think we all got it.
She was 30 years old.
I thank you. Thank you. For the slow ones, I think it just clicked.
It was more than two. That's the thing. But yeah, she... let me actually read some of the story. I'm just winging it.
Direct quote, officer, if you add their ages up, that's beyond legal. So I think there's really no case here.
A UK teacher had a baby with an underage student she had had sex with dozens of times. When did she have that sex? While out on bail for sex with another 15-year-old boy.
You know the double standard, though, there is they're not going to be treated like victims. Those kids are going to be treated like hot shots.
Yeah, I mean that.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. They're going to trauma brag about that. Like, oh, yeah, I got raped at 15 by this hot teacher that banged another 15-year-old. It was even hotter when she was out on probation because she's not even supposed to do it after you get caught once.
I think publicly one of the kids already said it did traumatize him somehow, and it might have long-term effects.
Yeah, he might end up having sex with older women the rest of his life. I don't see that as detrimental as, I don't know, war.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I
don't know if we got around to her looks. Basically, like every woman teacher that seems to pop up in these instances, she's fairly attractive.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's like, again, that's...
Well, it's kind of like, you know, teenagers have standards, but at that time in your life with the hormones and everything like that, you have a wide range of what your standard is. So, yeah, even though there is a standard, they're willing to be more forgiving, I think, at that age.
From the way it reads, she's keeping the baby. Like, I don't know who's going to have custody of the baby.
Well, obviously, the kid can't take care of the baby. So, legally, I would imagine it'd be her. I mean, that just, you know, that could be an interesting pawn to play in court. Like, well, I can't be incarcerated, Judge. I have a child to take care of. You're not going to leave my child with another child just because it's their father. I don't know. If I was a lawyer, I'd play that angle up. Like, what are you suggesting, Judge?
Next story. Little twist on the same thing. It's not really the same, but it involves sex. What can I say?
Okay. Same thing.
A prison guard and OnlyFans creator was filmed having sex with an inmate in a cell. She pleads guilty.
The inmate or the OnlyFans creator?
The OnlyFans creator was the detention officer.
Oh.
She was on the...
Oh, I thought it was a gangbang type deal.
The video filmed by the man's cellmate who tells him to, quote, do your thing, bro.
Yeah, why waste a semi-private room? That's very audible at night. I imagine it echoes. The Shawshank Redemption would lead me to believe that.
She had a court appearance yesterday. I'm not sure what happened. The most breaking news, but still not sure.
She probably had sex with a judge. Filmed it.
Whole thing.
Bailiff's like, hey, do what you got to do, bro.
Do your ting. That's the way they spelled it. I think it is a direct quote.
Well, it could be just a typo, I guess. You know, like, I forgot the H again. Asian correspondent.
Well, check the picture out. It's kind of like the teacher situation.
Oh, is that the detention guard?
Uh-huh.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Place has a detention. You know what the detention
guard
in Staunton look like? No, my sister worked at the detention center in Staunton, okay? Staunton City Detention Center. She worked there. These people look like TSA women. They're wearing their dad's baggy ass overall pants, like Aunt Jemima, saying, "Sir, sir." They're not, they don't have curves.
It's a good stepping stone gig for some. That lady that was the centerpiece of the Olympic opener.
Yeah.
She was a Staunton City Guard.
I take that back. The Staunton City Guards do have curves. That woman, that she looked...
Be careful. She's suing people, they said.
No, that's... You know what?
Fine.
Back to this OnlyFans person. You think she had this prison sex on purpose to try to hope that maybe that would be her notoriety somehow?
I don't see why else, unless you got a thing for incarcerated people, filming incarcerated people having sex with you. Interesting, you know, fetish. There's layers to that.
There are probably jailhouse fetishes like that, and the best way to get it is to just actually go to a jailhouse.
Yeah, you're I don't imagine you really have to win them over. They're probably in that mindset already.
Be a better scene and all.
Yeah.
Authentic. It won't look nearly as fake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'd be like a weird, fucked up, like, snuff film. Even though, technically speaking, all snuff films are fucked up, this seems like it has an extra angle of fucked upness. Fuckery.
And that's illegal sex news.
Illegal? Well, I mean, the prison guard thing wasn't necessarily illegal. It was unethical. Like, I imagine, you know...
You don't think officer of the law is held to a higher standard? It wasn't UK.
Not officer of the law. They're a detention. Come on.
They're sworn in.
Yeah, but I could be a detention guard. I couldn't just waltz in and be a cop, you know?
So you think it might actually not be illegal? I'm sure it's...
I view it as, like, okay, losing your job, yeah. Losing your freedom or serving some public service for that? No, I don't understand. Who are you... I take it this was consensual? Sex. No one was raped, right? I mean, these were
right. She
adults.
Just threw her phone to the room prison cellmate of the guy.
Well,
she's like, "Hey, you know, take the vid. Here we go."
Okay.
And like you say, I think he was ready to do it.
Oh yeah, I don't see that being. I don't see her begging. I see her on her hands and knees, but not begging. But
if you want to know the outcome of that court hearing, you'll have to look it up yourself because we're not going to report on it. Hammy has copies of that video.
Yeah, he recorded it back. He piggybacked it on the tape with To the Limit. I don't know why he still uses tapes.
Editor's cut.
Yeah, I could see him with a splicing machine sitting in his moist basement. And it is moist with all that humidity. I swear, moss is growing on the walls. At least I hope that's moss.
He's an old school director editor, and it works.
Yeah, he used to go by... Smithy. Smithy and Pooch. They were a duo. They used to do these like weird 70s acid trippy porn movies. Wore those aviator glasses that were tinted bright red. Anybody who wears anything tinted like that all day and night? Cocaine. The nose candy. And the eye drops. Heroin suppositories. A lot of heroin suppositories.
Regular suppositories.
Regular ones too. And the heroin ones. I mean, he popped them like, you know, you plug quarters in an arcade machine. Just as easily, too. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Want to get jammed, so you press the button, and it pops back out, you put it back in.
Good night, everybody.
No, what? No. We're not going anywhere. We're still here. Don't you have any more news? Is that it? Is
from
that
the all? Tyler Anderson, Tyler Harris Anderson news desk. What? The Tyler Anderson Harris School for Excellence in Broadcast Journalism.
And slow children. It's kind of a side hustle.
Did you have something else then?
Potentially. I just saw Deadpool and Wolverine.
I wouldn't like it, but how was it?
The writing was rather rudimentary, but it was enough eye candy and jokes, I think, that's going to please everyone pretty generally.
Sometimes we cuss a lot, but they made it like the running joke of that, it looked like, in the previews. Did that continue on through the film?
Well, yeah, it's continuity.
It was too much for me. Well, I mean, like the first Deadpool, basically, but then you're kind of in character discovery, and so was he.
It's fitting for the brand. Deadpool was intentionally made to be vulgar and over the top. You know, disgusting. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, how many rim job jokes can you have in 2 hours?
And it is marketed to kids, even if it's NC-17, which it is.
It's R.
Well, the commercial was quick to say no one under 17 admitted without a parent. Oh, NC-17, you can't get in even with a parent.
NC-17, you can't even advertise that in daytime.
Does anyone do that anymore? Nah.
Nah, it's kind of the kiss of death in Hollywood. If you're on a ratings board and you give something NC-17, that just basically means they don't have enough money to bribe you to get an R rating.
Well, I'm still looking forward to Joker, even though they say it's largely a musical. That really put a damper on it for me, but I'm still going
to
check it
out. Be open to it creatively, because a lot of people were kind of iffy with, like, the first one taking place in the 80s. Not really...
It's a fresh spin, for sure.
Yeah, It wasn't the Joker, the classic interpretation of Joker. This Arthur Fleck is kind of like your anti-hero. Yeah, he turns in the end. You see him becoming the criminal that he's destined to become. But at the same time, you understand where he comes from with it, and he offers sympathy. I would trust Todd Phillips. He's a great writer-director.
Because his name's Todd?
Well, no, because he's a great writer-director. We're talking about the guy who helped create the Hangover movies. Yeah, he did Joker. So just the fact that he was doing a Joker movie and how he was adapting it, I was like very skeptical of it. So I trust him. This is why it's exciting to go to the movies, or at least it should be, taking that creative risk to be entertained for 2 hours. Staunton City, home of the biggest landfill to land ratio of any metropolitan area in the continental United States.
It's not full, though. It's just ready to be. It's like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, ever since we stopped, we had that recycling strike. You know, we've been adequately throwing things away now. We're very wasteful. More wasteful than ever. It's a good thing we expanded that landfill.
We're prepping to really make a push for success, whatever it takes, kind of like China. And we got a lot of place to put our trash. We don't even have to dump it in the river. Yeah. We could. We might.
We burn it. We burn some of it. We don't necessarily burn. It catches fire, and we just kind of let it burn because we have no feasible way of putting it out or controlling it whatsoever. The smell's pretty rancid, but we're thinking it's just a getting used to it kind of curve.